Charmaine Broughton on the phone, and you are excited for pumpkin spice season.
I sure am. To me, this is the most wonderful time of the year. So listeners are either going to love me or they're going to hate me because it is pumpkin spice season.
It is, and I saw pumpkin spice things getting put up and ready to go probably by the end of August, actually, and I went, oh no, it's coming.
It is, and I am here to share some fabulous pumpkin spice recipes. So I personally think that even if you're not a fan of pumpkin spice, by the time this conversation's over, I may have taken you to the other spice side, we will say.
Oh, there you go.
I've got some great recipes that incorporate pumpkin spice, starting with my pumpkin spice coconut muesli. This is such a fabulous dish, and it uses mostly pantry staple items, and that's really what I'm all about. You're going to take some oats that most people already have in their pantry, some dried fruit like cranberries and or sliced dried apricots, some coconut flakes, pumpkin seeds, some flaxseed, chia seed, and hemp seed for all those healthy fats and fiber and plant protein. And then you're going to mix all that with some Greek yogurt, some pure pumpkin puree, a little bit of orange juice, a splash of maple syrup, some vanilla, and then of course the pumpkin spice. So I actually have a recipe up on my website to make your own pumpkin spice, a pinch of salt, and then some chopped Ontario apples. And you stir it all together, let it sit overnight, and it is a fabulous breakfast dish. I mean, you could absolutely have it for a afternoon snack as well, but it's a great recipe to make, especially with, you know, now that everybody's back in the swing of things, have the kids make it the night before, and then they can grab their own breakfast in the morning, incorporate that fabulous pumpkin spice into their morning meal.
That sounds awesome.
It's so delicious, Kev. Honestly, it is such a great breakfast for the whole family.
Could it, Char, could it sell somebody like me who is on the fence with pumpkin spice?
Could. Kev, if I can't convince you to love pumpkin spice, I'm not sure who can.
That you make a great point there. What else you got for us?
Then the other recipe that I have is my pumpkin spice white bean dip. It is absolutely delicious, and this is actually a great recipe with Thanksgiving coming up. You know, perhaps you're having some people over and you want to put out like an appetizer. Well, this is such a fabulous dip to put out. You're going to take a can of white kidney beans. You could use chickpeas. You're going to drain and rinse them, and then you're going to pop them into a food processor and puree them up. Add in a little bit of pure pumpkin puree, some tahini, a little bit of cider vinegar, fresh ginger, garlic, salt, pepper, again, some of that pumpkin spice, some olive oil, and you've got this beautiful, flavorful, really nutrient-dense dip that you can serve with veggies and crackers. And a really nice presentation style for this dip is you can hollow out like a little pie pumpkin and put the dip in the pie pumpkin and have the little pumpkin be your serving dish. So it's very festive and autumny. And again, incorporating that pumpkin spice into a savory dish.
That sounds awesome, because also a dip is perfect for football season's back right now. Great for a Sunday afternoon too.
It totally is. And again, and consuming a little bit more like healthier items instead of, you know, chips and all that stuff. You'll be eating your veggies and pumpkin dip.
Well, there you go. You got the dip, so the veggies, you know, they don't seem as healthy when you mix it with dip, even if the dip is healthy.
There you go.
You got anything else, Char?
And yeah, my creamy pumpkin pasta. This is absolutely delicious. You know, pasta, again, is a pantry staple. I love it. I raised my two boys eating pasta. So for this one, you're just going to saute an onion with a little bit of dried sage. You're going to add in a little bit of that pumpkin spice, some chili flakes and salt, a little bit of whipping cream and pure pumpkin puree. Mix it all together, bring it to a boil, add in some fresh herbs like parsley and rosemary, and then you're going to add some garlic and some Parmesan cheese, of course. Toss it with your pasta, and let me tell you, this is a fabulous weeknight supper. It's quick and easy, delicious, festive, and again, incorporating that pumpkin spice into something maybe that you wouldn't think of incorporating pumpkin spice into, like a pasta, but I guarantee you it's delicious, and all of the recipes are up on my website.
What is your website, Char?
My website is charmainbroughton.com, and you can find my book on my web, my book, Delicious and Doable, on my website, and it's also on Amazon as well.
Perfect. And your social media pages so people can follow you.
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook at Charmaine Broughton and on Instagram at Charmaine_Broughton.
Awesome, Char. Thank you so much.
My absolute pleasure, Kev.